As you can see here, we can still resolve I settings from the container, but we can't resolve users or pages. We've got a circular reference problem where users is waiting on pages and pages is waiting on users. So let's dive in and look at why we have this circular reference problem. So we'll start off with pages, and let's jump down to the constructor, and we'll highlight usages. So what we're trying to do, what pages is trying to do here, if we go to the top of the method, we're modifying the page and then sending an email notification. The email notification for the page, it's going to call on users to find a particular username. If we continue to head down, send email notification for page, we're actually calling on users to get users that are waiting for notifications for this page. Now, if we actually go to get users to notify for page, that's the interface. Let's go down to the implementation. You'll notice here, in order to get the users to notify, we call back on pages to find the namespace. So we're trying to do an email notification, and users and pages are both responsible for this feature. The two are very tightly coupled together, and that's not good. It means that in order to change email notifications, we have to make simultaneous changes to both users and pages. The two classes are tightly coupled. So what we want to do is we want to break this dependency. We want to have either users depend on pages or pages depend on users, not both ways.